The conventional wisdom is that to try to second-guess Mitt Romney's possible VP pick, which could come this week, would be silly. Real Clear Politics says running mate predictions tend to miss the mark, and that's especially true of the GOP pick. But everyone is trying to do it, so let's jump in the pool. Today, the campaign announced two names, Kevin Sheridan and Randy Bumps. Who? Oh, wait, they will be key aides to the VP candidate. So who is on the short list for candidate? Lois Romano is senior political reporter for Politico. Lois, first of all, why is this happening now, very early in the game? And I think this is probably the news, you know, because Mitt Romney's about to travel.
Well, in the last few cycles, candidates have done it earlier. They no longer wait for the convention. And the reason for that is that things can go wrong. And if you look back at when older George Bush picked Dan Quayle the day before the convention, it was a disaster. All the energy goes there to try to vet the person. So they want a little time for this to shake out. Secondly, in Romney's case, he just can't seem to change the conversation away from Bain Capital. He was looking at a jobs report 2 weeks ago that should have benefited his campaign, but yet he can't get anybody to talk about it. So in his case, it could give his campaign a little bit of boost. People would be curious about who it is. It could change the narrative that's going on right now in the media.
Well, and he needs someone to do that. As I said, he's about to travel to Israel, Poland, the Olympics. He's not going to be here.
Exactly. Another very good reason, Robin. He needs a good surrogate here. Although the trip overseas is going to be, you know, should be good for him. One, the Olympics is where he did very well. He gets very high grades for what he did in Salt Lake City. So they can, if they're smart, they can turn that into something as he goes there. And of course, any time a candidate goes overseas and meets with world leaders, it makes them look presidential. But nonetheless, I think they're thinking seriously about whether they should do this right now versus waiting till right when he gets back so it doesn't step on his trip.
So do you agree with the conventional wisdom on the short list? We have Ohio Senator Rob Portman, former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty, Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal, no Chris Christie of New Jersey, no Marco Rubio of Florida, no Kelly Ayotte from New Hampshire. Do you agree?
I do agree. I mean, I can't tell you that those first three you mentioned are the only three he's considering seriously because we've been surprised sometimes. But I don't think he's going to go with a fire breather. I think that, you know, Romney is not a fire breather. He needs to have chemistry with someone. And again, he doesn't want to get in a situation where he's spending 6 weeks with the media vetting the person. You know, Chris Christie comes across a little caustic. You know, Romney doesn't want to deal with that. Marco Rubio and Kelly Ayotte are very young. So, you know, he's going to do something safe. But the question is, as I talk about in my story in Politico, is how safe is safe?
Right.
You know, he himself is considered boring. So does he want somebody with a little bit of a pizzazz?
As you say, these candidates and the campaign are walking that fine line between someone safe and someone boring. And Ed Carson, who writes on the Capitol Hill, that's the Politics and Markets blog for Investors.com, he calls the list we just read off bland ambition. Stephen Colbert is calling the potential Romney-Portman union the bland leading the bland. But you say not so fast.
Yeah, that's a little harsh. Actually, Rob Portman is not that boring. He's just a very smart guy who built a reputation as a policy wonk. But if you scratch the surface a little bit, he really has a lot of interest. And people like that. You know, they like the idea that George Bush appeared to be the kind of guy you could have a beer with. They like the idea that Bill Clinton played the horn. You know, and of course, Romney has none of that. You know, he's just a very staid guy. So I find that some of these vice presidential contenders now, in addition to trying to flout their guys, you know, bona fides to be vice president, they're also saying, wait a minute, my guy's kind of interesting, too. You know, he's ridden a bike 100 miles. And same with Pawlenty. You know, he plays ice hockey. He's kind of has a Horatio Alger up from the bootstrap story. He's an energetic guy. So they're trying to say, you know, we offer a good balance to this guy.
Well, and just in the few seconds we have, you think it'll be this week?
You know, I hate to predict, but I don't.
Oh!
I think he's going to, well, I think they're going to weigh it, and they're going to just see, you know, they don't want to step on his trip to Israel.
Right.
I think they're going to do it the second they come back.
Okay. Well, Lois Romano, senior political reporter for Politico, we'll keep an eye on that and, you know, put a wager on it. Lois, thanks so much.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.